It's now time for the weekly Greyhound Report with Mick Floyd.
Always great to catch up with Mick Floyd. How's your week been, Mick?
Very good, Michael. There's plenty of news on, of course, and bright sunny skies. So it's going to be another big week in racing.
How's the homeschooling going?
Well, it's had its challenges. Let's be honest, but hopefully there's some good news on that front as well. So just another week of school before holidays, or whatever you can call them as holidays, I suppose. But back to school in term four because I think we're all done with it.
Yeah, we're all a little frayed around the edges. There's no doubt about that. Let's talk about something that can bring a smile to the face of everyone, and that's the Australian Greyhound of the Year.
Yeah, it's no big surprise. Tommy Shelby is the Australian Greyhound of the Year for 2020-21. He had a fantastic year on and off the track. You look at his resume, he became the eighth Greyhound to win $1 million in stake money when he took out the Golden Easter Egg. It was his third Group 1 of the season. Of course, he won the Australian Cup of the Meadows and the Hobart 1000 as well. In fact, he won in 5 states around the country, which is an amazing record in itself. But when you consider the difficulties around COVID and the travel restrictions and the work that's had to go in to prepare a Greyhound to travel around the country at these times, it's a truly amazing performance, and it actually capped a really big night for Connections. His trainer, Steve Withers, also picked up the Trainer of the Year. His sire, Fernando Bale, won his third Sire of the Year. His record of stud is just phenomenal and doesn't look like stopping anytime soon. And Adam also won the Adam of the Year as well. So it was a fantastic night for all concerned. And what's really been great about Tommy Shelby, not just his deeds on the track and the popularity that's come with it, but the work they've done off the track as well. They've supported a number of charities through the campaign and have always been available for media interviews and promotional opportunities. The whole family, the whole Withers family, have been a fantastic advocate for the sport of greyhound racing and thoroughly deserved winner of the Greyhound of the Year last night.
Yeah, absolutely. Great to see. Congratulations to everyone involved with Tommy Shelby. What are we looking forward to this Saturday?
This Saturday at the Meadows, Saturday afternoon, we've got the final of the Top Cat for the Stayers. Really interesting, actually. The staying ranks, as we know, can be a bit up and down, but it looks like there's a really, really good crop emerging at the moment, highlighted by Mpunga Ruby, who, for mine, is the premier stayer in the country at the moment. He's a very, very fast greyhound, Mpunga Ruby, and has come up with a red for the final. The times were a little bit interesting last week. It was an interesting read that Mpunga Ruby won in 42.96. Wasn't the fastest. Five-star was the fastest heat winner, ran 42.41 and has come up with box number 6 in the final. It's a little bit sticky there. Mpunga Ruby has come up favourite. If you're looking for a bit of value, Major Sacrifice around about $7 chance. Just got galloped on at a crucial stage in his heat, running third behind Mpunga Ruby, but this is a really, really good form, a really good race, and I think it's going to be a really good reference coming to the big races later in the year, including the Top Gun Stays and the Bold Trees on Melbourne Cup night. So a really, really nice final there at the Meadows on Saturday afternoon.
All right, looking forward to that. And then on Sunday afternoon, we've got the Group 2 Healesville Cup. In another time, it would have been a beautiful afternoon to go to Healesville and watch it, but we'll be able to watch all the action on Sky.
Yeah, it is a fantastic venue and a great way to spend a Sunday afternoon. But we'll have to shoot on the Sky, as you mentioned. And look, this is a really interesting race. We've got a couple of absolute stars of the sport in there, including Tig Long Tonk, who I think this is his 22nd group final, which is a fantastic effort for a greyhound that, well, he seems like he's been around forever, but he's still going as well as ever. I spoke to his trainer, Corey Grenfell, at Sandown last Thursday, and he's absolutely, obviously he's infatuated with the dog. He's been a fantastic campaigner, and he was very good in his heat. He made this final last year, finished down the track, but he's going every bit as well as he was last year. He's drawn box number 6. And at the other end of the scale, there's two greyhounds here that are just starting out their careers. Aston Genevieve was very, very good, is now undefeated in 6 starts. And the Lizard brother, Aston Merritt, only in his third start, won his Healesville Cup. He goes into the final on Sunday. They've come up with boxes 4 and 2, respectively. It's going to be a big ask to knock off greyhounds of the calibre of Tig Long Tonk and Fernando Boy, who's already won 2 country cups in a race like this. Tonk has come up favourite $2.50 despite drawing box 6. Hilltop Jonah was a really good run for David Gill. He's come up with a red and should get a pretty good run from there. It's a fascinating race. The times are a little bit mixed up from Sunday's heats. We had a bit of weather come through, obviously, on Sunday afternoon, so the track did improve as and the times came with it as the meeting went on. But it's going to be a really interesting race. It's not a form reference that I'm particularly strong with the straight racing. This is a different type of racing, but just looking at the market there, Ferdinand Boy at $4.50 does look a pretty good price. He's a very, very good greyhound, as I mentioned. He's already a two-time Country Cup winner and was only just nabbed on the line on Sunday, so I expect him to go very, very well. That's in the Healesville Cup on Sunday.
Yeah, it's a great spectacle, the straight racing. So good luck to everyone involved with the big meeting there on Sunday. What about this afternoon at the Meadows? Have we got a winner or two?
I haven't had a look at the Meadows this afternoon. Tomorrow afternoon at Sandown Pass, though, there's a couple of really nice races, including Aston Rupee, who was absolutely outstanding last Thursday. If you haven't had a chance to see that race, it is an absolute cracker. He's only average out of the boxes, had to work pretty hard, and still knocked off good blends on the line, running 29.22. There's little wonder that he's the Melbourne Cup favourite. He's an absolute superstar of the sport, and he looks well placed again on Thursday night. He goes around in race number 8. He's drawn box 3. And should be very hard to beat there. Small fields and short favourites is the order of the day tomorrow afternoon. The one I do like again is race 6, number 1, Usman Bar. Was very, very good from the Reds last Thursday. No reason to think he can't do the same again this Thursday coming. So really good card of racing there at Sandown Park tomorrow afternoon.
Would you take $1.50 for Aston Rupee, race 8 tomorrow?
Look, it's probably a fraction short. The only concern you have with Aston Rupee is where he gets out of the boxes. His first couple of strides, he just needs that little bit of space early to get going. But as he showed last week, even when he doesn't get it absolutely right, he can still work his way through. He's the ultimate professional, and he's racing like a dog that is absolutely chock full of confidence. And if he does nail the start, then keep an eye on the clock because he's capable of running 29 flat. In that field on Thursday night, there are a couple of good ones in there. Nicole Bale's been racing really well. Leifi Walters is a very, very good greyhound. He's got the record on the board. And Immunity out in box 8 is a good dog as well, but just on form and the way he's racing, he's very, very hard to take on Aston Rupee. I think he'll be winning, but we'll sit back and enjoy the race rather than back him at $1.50.
Well, he is the $9 favourite for the TAB Melbourne Cup, which runs at the end of November. And a bit of a question without notice, Mick, there's been a lot of discussion about if we can get the vaccination rate up, we might be able to get some crowds for the Spring Carnival. Have there been any discussions in regards to maybe getting some crowds for the Melbourne Cup?
Yeah, it was really interesting listening to Michael Brow the other day. Obviously, we'll be following that very closely. The venue here at Sandown Park is obviously a lot smaller than the thoroughbred tracks, but we are pretty well set up for a crowd. If you look at the restrictions as they came through or as they eased off of previous lockdowns, if we can get a crowd of 1,000 people, it'd be fantastic, and we could certainly accommodate that. But obviously, we'll be following very, very closely as the announcements proceed, and hopefully by the 26th of November, Melbourne Cup night, we'll be able to welcome people back on track.
Fingers crossed, Mick. It would be magnificent for the greatest race, the TAB Melbourne Cup. Good punting. Good luck over the week. We'll do it all again next week.
Thank you very much.
Mick Floyd joining us there with all of his selections over the weekend and the news in the world of harness racing. Speaking of tips, don't go anywhere. We've got the 10 o'clock news, and then we've got the guru, Dean Lester, up next looking at today's meeting at Ladbrokes Park Sandown. We'll get the latest from Tim Bailey, the track manager. What a beautiful day for a Wednesday meeting out there. And Mike Moroney will find us some winners, and we'll get the best bets from Clint Hutchison as well. All that